Jesus was just showing me from the Gospels the account where the woman is caught in adultery and she's dragged before Jesus. And there's her accusers are waiting there to stone her to death according to Jewish law. And Jesus says to her accusers, you know, we know the story well. He was without sin, cast the first stone. And each one of them, one by one, dropped the stone and they walked away until it was just she and Jesus standing there together. And Jesus says to her, I'm sure, very gently, woman, where are your accusers? And she looks around and sees they're all gone. And he says to her, neither do I condemn you. Now go in peace and sin no more. And then I saw the scene where they were at the house. Jesus was being hosted at the dinner party, and the woman who he'd obviously set free from a life of prostitution and given her back her worth and clothed her with dignity in that moment and showed her that she is precious beyond price, that the Son of God would set her free and have such love for her, and she washed his feet in overwhelming gratitude with tears of joy and thankfulness, and she dried his feet with her hair. And I felt that Jesus, his compassion is so for us, and that there's some of us this evening and listening that have been caught up in sin or caught up in guilt from past behaviors or feelings of tremendous low self-worth and low self-esteem because of shame that you're still experiencing, that keeps revisiting your heart. And the Lord is saying, that he's overwhelmed with your love. As you struggle through low self-esteem and low self-worth and shame that's bound you and sin that's beset you and other people's accusations of you and the world's cruel effects on you that have damaged you, and you're saying you have no idea how your weak attempts to worship me overwhelm me. And you have great standing in heaven and you have great worth in my heart and my eyes. And he's saying, tonight I break the shackles from your ankles. I break your hearts free from every trace of bondage and shame that has battered you and of the accusations of others that have stung you and damaged you. And he's saying, tonight, as you have sought to kiss my heart, so I now kiss yours with freedom. And I am going to bring you into my arms and into myself, and you are going to experience right now the love of the King that is pure and holy. And I look upon you and I do not see your past failings. I see my beloved one who I am perfecting in holiness. And I invite you into a new dance with me now, a dance of freedom. So give me the shame, give me the struggles, give me the low self-esteem, give me the definitions of your identity, just hand them over to me that are contradictory to who I say you are. And I say, you are my bride, you are my beloved one, you are my covenant people, you are the ones I looked at as I went through the experience of the cross. You are the ones I chose before the foundation of the earth to be my partner forever, to be with me forever. I bestow upon you tonight crowns of beauty, crowns of honor, crowns of glory. I am reclothing your hearts tonight with the experience of the dignity that you actually carry. I set you free. I set you free. No more shame, no more guilt, no more pain. I set you free now. So step into me. Put your feet on my feet. Feel my embrace. For you are mine, and I am yours. He's binding up the brokenhearted. He's doing what he does best. He's setting the captives free. More Jesus. His peace makes us whole. It's shalom. It's his presence. Just stop breathing him in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let every part of your mind and your heart and your body just be touched as you breathe him in. Breathe. He's healing bodies. He's healing you from every torment. Lies. He's just dripping his shawl, his tallit over his. He's our great high priest. He knows everything. Wow. Wow. Freedom. 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 Step into the glory like puddle jumping children. Just stretch out your limbs, stretch out your being, and step into the glory. Let him reconfigure you and reconstruct you. He's just releasing shalom. Put your head in the glory, if it's your mind, whatever part of you. If your kids need putting in there, if your family members need putting in there, just put everything into the river of his glory presence. You're going to see miracles.
Yeah, Father wants to pour out the oil of his love this evening. And it will be the oil of his love that is part of the cleansing and healing and restoration for our lives that will take place. And I had a really gentle, fiery heat in my tummy today. And I just felt that Father was wanting to address some things this evening around the stomach area. So digestive problems, IBS, food intolerances, Father. Oh, Jesus, yeah. May the oil of that joy, the oil of your love, Father, just pour out now to cancel out every sickness. Oh, Jesus, thank you.
I'm just going to release a word of faith. And that as we were preparing in prayer before the meeting started, that I just felt such a quickening in my spirit. That Father is connecting and connecting and connecting the moves from past seasons and past anointings. And for those that press in and for those that are hungry, to know the depths of the mysteries of who God really is, who Jesus really is, who the Spirit really is, that we have come to a point in time where there are portions that are going to be released to us that we haven't experienced in recent times. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, and this is why I feel like anyone who has issues of this nature, you should come to the front, because it felt like the Lord was saying he's starting to release, not just here, but across the body of Christ. We are going to see a release of the anointing that was on Catherine Coleman. And we honor Benny. I just want to honor Benny Hinn tonight for what he's carried of this and the price he's paid for it. But there's a much greater release coming into the body of Christ.
I just want to add to this as well, because the Lord is healing us tonight physically, spiritually, emotionally, circumstantially. He's releasing his shalom, which means wholeness. It means in the Hebrew, as we know, wholeness, nothing missing. The stomach issues very often also have a root of undigested emotions when people are stuck, where there's trauma and damage. So if that also witnesses to you, just come and receive. Jesus has already started to pour out and release healing, release shalom. What he said to me about this evening was that he was going to set us free from whatever it is that's crippling us. He spoke to me clearly. There were two things. He said he was going to set us free from everything that's crippling us, spiritually, emotionally, physically, circumstantially, which he started to pour out. So just keep receiving. And then he gave me an experience with him, which was about the transference of our strength back into his strength completely. And he spoke to me clearly through Acts 3:6. And I'll just read it for us. But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And that's what he's saying to us tonight. In his love, because of his love, because of the power of who he is, he's speaking his creative word over us. Get up and walk. Every situation, nothing is too difficult for him to touch and redeem and utterly transform, as we know. Acts 3:16. By faith, in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. That's what he wants us to experience. The Hebrew word for faith is emunah. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's emunah. What it literally means is to nourish and make strong. So when Jesus imparted it to us, the gift of faith, enabling us to believe, what he did was he activated into us our ability to experience the Holy Spirit's work to make us strong in God. He began to activate the promise through Ephesians that we would be brought forth perfected in all righteousness and holiness. So what he's doing with us tonight, as we're receiving the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is he's nourishing us with his truth, with his love, with his presence, and he's making us strong in him by his strength. This is amazing. The Hebrew word for the word name in the name of Jesus is the word Shem. And it actually breaks down into three meanings. It means the character or the nature of. So the revelation. The name is the revelation of the character or nature of. The reputation, who he is, and the authority, so the strength, the ability, the position that God holds, who he is. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we know, Jesus' name in Hebrew is Yeshua, which literally, the word literally in the Hebrew means deliverer. So what he's releasing, what Peter was doing in the book of Acts there, is releasing the authority, the intention of God's heart towards the crippled man, the nature of God, the realm of his authority, everything moved through the name of Jesus Christ. Wow! The Spirit of God indwelling Peter because of Pentecost was present to move over the intention, the word of truth that was releasing into the man. God was saying to him, you are valuable. You are mine. I have redeemed you by my blood. My presence is with you. My spirit is present to heal. My full intention and my power backs my intention. Get up and walk. My intention for you is wholeness, body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Jesus. I'm just going to read some of the covenant promises. Jesus' intention, everything that he's made available for us on the cross. And then I'm going to just finish with the encounter that I had, which again is for all of us. You know, for all of us, what one of us experience, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. As I've said many times, you know, receive it for yourselves. He is for us. He is for us. He's bringing us forth without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's bringing us forth radiant, shining, perfected internally in holiness and all righteousness. He's creating his nature inside of us as his new species, his new creation that he birthed at the cross is to fully look like him. He's reclothing us and filling us and filling us over and over each time we touch his presence, each time we turn into him on the inside and we drink of the eternal river of supply of his indwelling spirit. We absorb more of him each time we say no to sin and yes to his nature, no to hate and yes to love, no to self-centeredness and yes to the expression of kindness and consideration as we align with his nature and we draw on his strength to love in impossible situations, whatever we might be walking through, we become increasingly clothed in Christ. As we dwell, we learn to dwell increasingly and abide and be presence aware, presence centered. His spirit fills every single part of our being, and light permeates the darkness, and the lies are broken, the mental strongholds are obliterated, the emotional brokenness is healed, we are set free in the experience of his love. That's the privilege of the Christian walk. So his promises, his just some of his covenant promises. This is his heart's intention for our lives. This is what the power of heaven is mobilized to bring about. So I speak these against any lies that are tormenting any one of us. I won't go through each scripture, but each one is from scripture. Number one, over and over and over, we see this promised in the scriptures, like Psalm 91, Luke 10, 19. Divine protection. We have been given divine protection. Now reconciled back in the arms of Jesus Christ, he is our Lord, he is our King. He is our God, he is our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our Prince of Peace. He's our bridegroom God. He is faithful and true. Every name that we see as he describes himself in scripture, revealing his nature to us, helping us to understand who he is more and more. And therefore, as we gaze upon him more and more, who we are, in whose image we are made in, he has provided for each one of us divine protection. divine protection. Romans 5, we are destined to reign in life. His will for us is to rule and reign with him over every work of darkness. To be victorious, we are overcoming ones, as we see through the book of Revelation. We are destined to reign. We are royalty. I'm speaking truths that we all know, but I'm speaking them as warfare right now, against strongholds that are limiting people and holding people back from the abundant life that we've been predestined to walk in, that Jesus died for us to live in and experience. We are destined to reign as royalty. We are kings and priests of the Most High God. We have jurisdiction here. We have authority in God. And as his tallit this evening was covering us, his prayer shawl was covering us, the tassels were gently touching us. They represent the covenant promises of God. These are some of the covenant promises of God that became our inheritance as Jesus died and rose again. He provided for us the ability to live in rest, to live in the finished work of the cross, to know ourselves experientially seated with Jesus in heavenly places, the enemy under our feet. We have delegated, overcoming, absolute authority over every demon and every disease. That's Mark 16. Delegated, overcoming, absolute authority. Heaven backs our word, as we know, as we speak the truth. His spirit is watching over that word to perform it. We have the authority of our king backing the word, as we just saw in the scripture in Acts. Peter saying, I don't have any money, I don't have any silver and gold, but what I do have, which is the power of life, I give to you. Get up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So whatever it is that is oppressing you, there's power present right now as Holy Spirit is here and he's releasing the truth for you to get up and walk. Rise up out of sickness, rise up out of depression, rise up out of demonic onslaught and oppression and difficult circumstances and debt and lack and unbelief and everything else that has been assailing against your life. There's fresh strength. He wants to become our strength again tonight. He told me he's imparting new grace, imparting new gifts of faith, to be able to see again and adjust our inner world, adjust our inner vision back into truth and out from all of the oppression and everything that has tried to squash us down and define our reality and tell us this is it, tried to limit us. No, we are royalty. We are royalty. We are the government of God in the earth. We're the resting place of God. His indwelling spirit is God in the earth again in his people. Wow. Wow. Another covenant promise, the enjoyment of life to the full, abundant living, where we find ourselves increasingly manifesting righteousness, the fruit of his nature. Peace, shalom, wholeness, and joy, the strength of God, as our norm, as our default position. This is what heaven is invested in giving us. Thank you, Jesus. Inspirational, powerful, purified, glory-filled people. All he requires from us is yes. That's all he requires. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus, help my unbelief. Yes, yes. He wants to manifest his word, incarnate his word through us so that his testimony increases. We become the display of his splendor. As it says in Ephesians, we become the manifold wisdom of God visible here as his word increasingly incarnates. Wow. This is amazing. This is from Genesis. Wow. So we've inherited, haven't we, all the Abrahamic covenant. We've inherited all the covenants. They've all culminated in Christ. A life of greatness, fruitfulness, great reward, world-reaching blessing. That's amazing. That's what he wants for us. For some people, that will mean touching the nations. For another person, it will mean loving the one in front of us with the supernatural, radiant, perfect love of God. Showing kindness to a stranger that will heal that person's life because goodness just suddenly touched them and invaded them, invaded their heart and their world and wrecked them because they'd never experienced pure love. Without an agenda, without a motive, without cruelty attached to it. So that's his destiny for us. We are royalty and we are here to display the king, to reveal him. That's the privilege of the life of a king, isn't it? The king of kings, to reveal the kingdom of the king, the realm of his presence, the ways of God. The nature of God. A life of greatness, fruitfulness, great reward, world-reaching blessing. Those visions that you're carrying, they are from God. Those impossible visions that are being resisted, they are from God. And he is here to release more strength to us tonight. To where we have struggled and pushed and pressed and tried and it's not enough and we haven't quite got the breakthrough and we're getting pretty exhausted. He's saying tonight he's switching it. New grace to finish the race well. To achieve everything that he's promised us. He is not a man that he could lie. Just because there's been colossal resistance, you have not failed. He's about to come in as the king and shift the game. This is another amazing promise. It's our inheritance. This is his heart for us. Abundant prosperity. So I am speaking that against lack. His will for us is abundant prosperity. One of my absolute most favorite life verses. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Wow. That word means the surety of. It's a sure thing. The hope means surety. Christ is in us, right? We all know he's in us. And if he's not in you, if you're not sure tonight, come and get prayer. We'll stand with you. The body needs the body, and we'll pray for him to engulf you with the baptism of his spirit if you've not experienced that. Or if you need a fresh one, we are to be filled over and over and over. It's not a one-off. We need to be filled, living, saturated, so we're leaking God. And then the world looks at us and they see and they touch and they feel and they experience the glory, the nature of God invading their world and restoring and redeeming. The other thing, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of this. Last week, I had an experience with the Lord where I felt the unification of the global body of Christ connect. It's the first time I've ever experienced it, and I know there's going to be an acceleration of the unification of the body of Christ worldwide now. there's no denominations in heaven, as we know. There's just people, but there are denomination families in the world. We are going to start to connect, and we're stronger together. I felt the grace released from heaven for us to be able to be unified through the bond of peace. Even though we may have theological differences, we will find the central truths of Scripture that we agree on, regarding the deity of Jesus and the resurrection and the virgin birth and the very essential foundational theological doctrines. They're a foundation, but we're going to be literally like the Joel 2 army arising, visible, unified, with power resting on us, like a mobilized army of laid down lovers having impact. Thank you, Jesus. He's helping our attitudes. He's clearing our vision so that we can see each other as he sees us, and we will start to experience increasingly an accelerated capacity to love, to really love one another. I'll just read one more of our covenant promises. They're just amazing. Our destiny, Ephesians 4:24. I said it before. Our destiny is to become like God in all righteousness and holiness. That's what heaven is mobilized behind. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the work of Jesus. Every circumstance in our life has to ultimately work in accordance with the counsel of his will. In the end, everything has to serve us. Because of that scripture, you know, the scripture, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes. The scripture, God works all things into conformity with the counsel of his will. We are being brought forth, perfected in all righteousness and holiness. We are becoming a bride that is without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. We are the overcomers, the shining ones, that will reveal the nature of God perfectly before human history wraps up. So everything, every hit of the enemy, everything that is going on in our life ultimately has to, by the redemptive power of God and the wisdom of God, serve his purposes. The final thing I wanted to share was... And then let's just respond. And if you need that shift of strength, that shift of grace, it's available. It's already started this evening, but we can stand with you and just let him propel you forward. 22 years ago, when I had the physical visitation from Jesus, many of you have heard me share it, I was taken up onto a hill by the Lord. And I sat there for what felt like hours as he healed all the pain of my life. And I just wept and I wept and I wept. And he made me whole. Well, last week was the first time that Jesus has taken me back to that hill in 22 years. And it was for us. He was showing me something of what he wants to do, what he's making available for us as the body right now. And he came and sat behind me. And as he did, I began to lean into him, and my little hands flopped into his strong hands, and my arms flopped. I felt like a child. My arms just flopped onto his arms. And I felt the strength and the power of who he is as the living God. And then he wrapped over me his prayer shawl, his tallit. And I was very aware of all of the tassels representing the covenant promises of God and the faithfulness of God. And as I lay there, I just began to sob as his love began to pour into me. And I could feel
his grace and fresh strength moving into me and moving into us as the divine exchange where his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And I felt his invitation to just let go, completely let go and surrender and allow him to become again the strength of my life, the strength of our life. And so he issued that invitation. He said, will you let go? Will you let go? And will you allow me to become your strength? And so he's extending that invitation to each of us. That where we have struggled and fought in certain situations in our life, where we've operated unknowingly or knowingly in our own strength, where we've kept going forward by the gritting our teeth, there's new grace available. There's new strength. And he is going to make sure that we finish the race well. And that what has now become impossible, he is going to make possible. His strength, not ours. Where we've started things in his strength, and now we feel like, for some of us, it's like, where have you gone, Lord? Where are you? He's here. He's here. Whatever it is, it might be your belief has waned, your love has waned. Whatever it is, it's you might be in impossibly difficult circumstances. He wants to give us his strength. So for any of you, I just want to give Julie a moment because I know that you've got some things in your spirit that you want to share. Do you want to do that? Yeah, I'll just let Julie share and then let's just, whoever wants to respond to this, we'll just go back into a little bit of worship until we have to vacate the building and we'll just let it be real between you both. He is coming as the strength of our life. And whatever we give to him that's impossible, whatever it is that we need him to come through for us in, that's going to be the divine exchange. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. The King of Kings wants to fit us on like a glove so that we visibly manifest the attributes of his being as kings. He wants us to experience in our life the reality of his covenant promises to us. So even to believe for the covenant promises, we need his strength. Even to be able to rest in his goodness, we need his strength. We need new grace. Thank you, Lord.
Just add a couple of thoughts to what Liz has shared because it's been so powerful already. Some of you might have been here when I shared a dream a while ago, but the point of the dream was that we have come into a time where the original mandates that were on the apostles are being revived and renewed in our day, and specifically the dream I had was about Peter, the Apostle Peter, so Liz has shared from the book of Acts how Peter and John that man had been lame for 38 years and he was lying at the Gate Beautiful in the temple. And what Liz was sharing from that passage, Peter, in the dream that I had, I saw Peter being filled with the Spirit. And the power of the experience was so incredible that he was lifted up out of the place where he was, and he was placed on the rock. And of course, the rock is the revelation of who Jesus actually is. So I've seen it. Although it was a dream, I believe that God revealed that to me, that the disciples were filled with the Spirit. They were mightily and powerfully filled with the Spirit. And as we're filled with the Spirit, that's how we're born again. So when you respond to Jesus for the first time, this Jesus releases his Spirit into you, and we are born again of God. So our natural life, our natural man, we have that, but our Spirit, we have been born again in and of the Spirit. We are born of God. We've been born from him. And so that filling of the Spirit, that baptism that I saw Peter going through, the baptism of the Spirit was so incredibly powerful. And, you know, Liz was sharing that we need to be filled and filled and filled and filled and filled, continually filled with the Spirit, because those who are filled with the Spirit know Jesus. And they'll always, the Spirit will always glorify Jesus. You'll know when someone is filled with the Spirit because they will always glorify Jesus in their life. And so this passage that the Lord spoke into Liz about, there was just something in it as she was ministering. I thought there's something here that I just picked up on. And it's like the stronghold, like this little threshold that we just need to cross over tonight as we trust the Lord for this freedom and this powerful new baptism and the equipping of the strength of who Jesus is. And so that crippled man, he'd been that way for 38 years. And so there he was lying at the gate, beautiful. And the thing that he was expecting and thought would help him was money. That was all the hope he had. And he'd lain there all those years, and obviously people must have given to him, and that enabled him to live, you know, to a certain degree, you know, and manage. But that solution came from the natural realm. And that was all that he expected. And I just feel like this place that we are coming to is the body of Christ, that we are being delivered from and pulled away from our dependence on our answers for the things that we are the issues and the needs and the problems that we're facing. We're expecting the answers to come from the natural realm. Right? Yeah, you can back up then, Liz. We're expecting our answers to come from the natural realm. And so I don't believe that Peter and John physically were penniless. They might not have had any money on them at the time, but, you know, if that was all they had to offer, they would have gone and got it out of compassion for the man in the situation that he was in. But the answer that that man needed was fully available to him in the realm where God is. So Peter, full of the Spirit, was able to say to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And so we've come to a place in the body of Christ, haven't we, where we are like the lame man at the gate, beautiful, needing solution to our ongoing problem, but the answer isn't in the natural realm. It's in the realm where God is, from Jesus. Amen.
When we were doing the intercession for today, I hold you all in my heart. We hold you all in our hearts, and we just pray and ask the Lord what he wants to shift and for the people that are listening. And I felt the enemy working against many of us through the spirit of unbelief, just pushing against our capacity to believe and receive from the unseen realm. And what Jesus is doing is he's coming as our deliverer and saying, "Rise up and walk, rise up and walk." And he, tonight, like, he's wanting us to see that he is for us. He is for us. He's fighting for us. He is present to heal. There's no in him. He's not withholding his goodness ever. He wants to invade our lives with his goodness. There's just been, our problem is not God at a distance, it's the enemy. He's doing everything he can to block us because he knows who we are more than we know who we are. And we are rising up. We are rising up. It's the most incredible hour in human history. We are going to start to see the governmental realm over spheres of influence in the world shift. We're going to start to see it increasing as we begin to know how to effectively govern in the strength of God, aligned internally in the truth of who we are and who our God is, and living with hearts that are so secure because we know and are experiencing regularly, constantly, the love of God and are being filled. Like we turn into him and we get filled up again. We turn into him internally. We can do this now. We turn in. We create conscious awareness internally so we cause our minds to look at the place where his spirit and our spirit connect internally. And the second that we connect, we receive new life, new resurrection life, new resurrection life. We receive strength and grace and power and faith and perspective for whatever situation we're involved in, whoever we're with. This is our inheritance. This is normal Christian living. And we are coming. I mean, we've just been over in Bethel. I had the privilege of ministering over there over the last 3 weeks. We've seen amazing stuff, hearts set free over there. We were very privileged to be speaking at a conference on wholeness. It was called You Can Be Well, and it was body, soul, and spirit. It was a powerful message. Part of what the Lord was doing in that message was he was setting the vision for the original blueprint that's in his heart regarding who we are, how we're supposed to live in fullness, body, soul, and spirit. And what he did, what he started to do, was shift the vision over that sphere of influence, which is the wellness sphere. Shift it. He's shifting. He's bringing us into a place where we can co-labor with him in his strength with correct perspective to begin to agree with heaven and release the paradigm of the kingdom across spheres of life, families, ministries, businesses, spheres of influence, governmentally. We are going to see the ecclesia, the government of God, the resting place of God in the earth, mobilized, united, putting away our differences, stepping out of all the immaturity that's entangled around many of us of bickering and backstabbing and jealousy and competitiveness and slander and all these things. They're childish things, like Paul said. I mean, many times it's brokenness in our lives and we need to get healed. But, you know, Paul says he put away childish things. He pressed on and recognized that the highest state is love because it's the nature of God. And we're coming forth now as a people filled with love, filled with wisdom, with heaven's perspective, with the mind of Christ as our predominant perspective, where we are so secure in him, so rooted and grounded and established in his love, so filled with his strength, pumping fresh new faith, new grace, new wisdom every day. His mercy is new every day, isn't it? His presence is fresh to engage with and be filled with every day. He's raising us up as the government. We're supposed to set the vision, aren't we? To show people how to live, to shine as examples of a new creation, to give people hope and direction and a way. So, for those of you that want to just do business with the Lord, where you know you need more of his strength, you're exhausted. You know, this is a safe place. Be real. These meetings are at Jesus's invitation so that you can experience a divine exchange with him for your life. We're here to serve you. And everybody listening. Wow. He's teaching us, like we're on fast forward at the moment. Lord, we ask for ears to hear. We ask like Solomon asked for. We ask for an understanding heart that we would know what you're saying. And we'd be able to govern well, serve well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So if you want to stay in your seats, do. If it helps you to come down to the front, do. We'll just pray with whoever of you want this and just stand with you as you say yes to Jesus' invitation for his strength in exchange for your own, for whatever it is you're walking through in your life. If the guys would just take us on in a little bit more worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the divine exchange. And let's just, as well, like, as we're doing this, come in agreement for each other. This is a night that is changing our lives. We are being made whole. Just really worship him as you're standing there as your deliverer. That's the literal Hebrew meaning of his name, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the deliverer of Israel. We're grafted in. He is our deliverer. There is no situation that he does not want to come and be God in for you. Just to encourage all of you, there's a lot of you sharing testimonies with me. This was a now word tonight for many of us. And there's fruit. He's shifting us in this atmosphere of faith. Just keep handing him the impossibilities. Keep drawing on his strength. And as we go out from here, keep drawing on his grace and on his strength. And rise up and walk in who he is inside of you.
The enemy seems to like carrying about in us unworthiness. And I just feel there are people here tonight who, for the first time in their lives, have broken through this sense of unworthiness. That it's crap. It wasn't put there by God.
Technical spiritual term.
It's a message version, okay? Yeah. The unexpurgated version. And this is where we get cross. We need to get cross. And when it comes back, we say, you know what? Enough. So when I look in the mirror in the mornings, which isn't the most attractive position, I'm learning to say, I am beautiful. I'm learning to say it because it doesn't come easy. Because I'm not a film star. So when I see myself from heaven's perspective, I am beautiful because I'm perfect, I'm restored. And what I'm saying is, for those of us who are still in that point where, well, yeah, maybe, but try it. So tomorrow morning, whatever time you get up, stand in the mirror, start with your face, and start speaking out your identity in Christ. I'm serious here. Start speaking it out. I am a son of my Heavenly Father. I have a male or a female identity. I am made, one or the other, in him. This is my identity. Nobody can take it away. And because I have been made perfect, I want to see that beauty. I want to see who I am. I want to see how he sees me. I'm fed up with seeing myself through the eyes of the world. They're trying to sell me countless packages to make me look better. You know, the one I hate most is the one that says, visibly reduces the appearance of wrinkles. I mean, what is that? It's deception. I know we need it because we're in the world, but actually, Jesus doesn't do that. He says, well, there aren't any. I don't see you with any. So all I'm going to say is start moving by speaking things over you to counteract the rubbish you've collected around you, which you have been delivered from because of your inheritance.
It's part of us starting to rise up and walk, isn't it? In a different level of accepting that we are actually incredible new creations in Christ. Yeah.